Bob Muscatel here with you, and always a pleasure to be joined by Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, the very popular author of so many great books, including the new baseball Bible. Listen, I've told you this before, I'll tell you again. If you don't have it, why not? Listen, if you love baseball, it's a great thing to have. Every page is loaded with great little tidbits. And of course, other terrific books like Baseball's Memorable Misses, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, the revised edition, and the new book coming out about Hank Aaron. And when that comes out, we'll have Dan on to talk all about that. But today, we're talking about Hoover Dam with our buddy Dan Schlossberg. Dan, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and another Wednesday win as we coast toward 100 wins.
Yeah, I got the call a little while ago from Dan, and I picked up the phone and said, you're welcome. And he knew exactly what I was talking about right away. So, yeah, Braves are going great guns, man. And they've got a series coming up, as you mentioned, with the Dodgers, which will be a very important one. Could be a bit of a preview of what's to come. But let's give everybody a taste of Hoover Dam, as we talk about that, located on the border of Arizona and Nevada. Tell me a little bit about Hoover Dam.
Well, it's a magnificent tourist attraction, and some family members of mine just went to Las Vegas on vacation, and they made a point to visit Hoover Dam, and they came back raving about it. Mm. And they even bought me a T-shirt, which is great. But Hoover Dam is located on the border of Arizona and Nevada, opened in 1935, dedicated by President Franklin D. Roosevelt after 4 years of construction. Officially named after President Herbert Hoover by the 80th Congress, but not until 1947.
Hmm.
So for a long time, it was just called the Boulder Dam.
Yeah. Lake Mead, created by Hoover Dam, has quite the elevation. It's as you mentioned earlier, your family's right, it's a magnificent scene when you go there.
It's gorgeous. So Lake Mead is 120 miles long, 550 miles of shoreline, a surface area of 156,800 acres, and elevation, and this is interesting, 1,220.45 feet above sea level. Now, you'd normally think that desert area is desert, but it really isn't. It's above sea level.
How about that? Talk about the Hoover power plant there.
The power plant has the installed capacity of 704,800 kilowatts, and that makes it the largest hydroelectric facility in the world with 17 commercial generating units. So that's amazing. And the dam itself, it's a staggering thing just to look at it. 726.4 feet high, and that's kind of like the length of an Aaron Judge home run.
Too bad there haven't been as many as we'd like, but that's all right.
That's right. Not this year.
Yeah, not this year.
It has a crest length of 1,244 feet, a crest width of 45 feet, and a base width of 660 feet. It's mind-boggling just to imagine that. And you can take all kinds of tours, Bob. You can get a tour ticket for $30, including a one-hour guided tour, 10-minute orientation movie. There's a new visitor center, the observation deck visits. And here's the part I like, a 1940s-era original exhibit building. That's really cool.
And you also get a stop at the original inspection tunnel, which I would imagine would be pretty cool, too. Probably a little must halt you right in your tracks when you see that. But the volume of concrete, Dan, you included this in your notes. It's just an amazing amount.
Oh, very definitely. 3.25 million cubic yards.
Oh.
That's a heck of a lot of concrete.
Man, oh, man.
And you can also get a ticket, by the way, for the power plant just for $15, and it includes a 10-minute movie, 30-minute guided tour, or a visitor center ticket, which allows admission to the visitor center observation deck and that 1940s original exhibit building that I mentioned. Now, the best thing about this is if you are claustrophobic, don't plan on going to that original inspection tunnel.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be, it would stop you right in your tracks, I would think. I was looking at your notes earlier today before you came on, and it took 5 years, right, for the construction of this?
It took 5 years and cost about 100 lives, actually more than 100 lives.
Wow.
So, you know, that's kind of a sad note, but it's amazing that it only cost that few lives. This was a Depression-era project because it was started in 1931, so it created a lot of jobs. A lot of people raced to get out there and work on the Hoover Dam.
Now, do you happen to know? I don't know if this is in your notes, but do you know why they decided to name it the Hoover Dam? Is there a reason? I mean, obviously, it was a Boulder Dam before that.
Well, it was named for President Herbert Hoover. It actually opened earlier than planned. It opened a couple of years ahead of schedule, and so the 80th Congress honored President Herbert Hoover in 1947 by naming it the Hoover Dam.
Since about 1900, the Black Canyon and nearby Boulder Canyon have been investigated for their potential to support a dam that would control floods, provide irrigation, water, and produce hydroelectric power. And the history is amazing when you look back on the Hoover Dam and that whole area.
And what's also amazing to me, Bob, is that it attracts 7 million tourists a year. That's a lot of people.
Wow.
That go to see the Hoover Dam. And U.S. Route 93 is pretty heavily traveled. And the Hoover Dam bypass opened only in 2010, so they're still working on things out there.
Wow.
And one thing about the dam that we should note, the dam's generators provide power for public and private utilities in 3 different states, Nevada, Arizona, and California, and that includes Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
Wow. If people want to find out more, obviously they can Google Hoover Dam, or the, as you put in your notes, the U.S. Department of the Interior has a lot of information about that, too. So if anybody's planning on heading out there with the family and they want to check it out, obviously those are a couple of ways to get a little preview, right?
Yes, and another way to do it is to check out Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Just Google Lake Mead. It's kind of amazing. Everything you can do at Lake Mead, it's a beautiful national playground, and the weather is pretty good there all year.
And next week, we're going to be talking about Atlanta, which will be a love letter to Dan Schlossberg, considering he's a big Brave fan. That'll be a lot of fun next week, huh?
Well, it's got to be a playoff and World Series preview for our listeners.
Oh, you're just having fun over there, aren't you, Dan? You're just having a blast, aren't
you?
Hey, Liz and Danny, thanks for the info today. We appreciate it. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Be safe in the meantime, huh?
You too, Bob, and welcome back. Hope you had a great vacation.
I did. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on WLIS and WMRD on Travel Thursdays.